Hello, 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 everybody, and welcome to another episode of AP Empowers, coming to you today, of course, with nothing but love and encouragement. I tell you what, I got a word for you today. My pastor is preaching in the book of Ephesians, and he preached a word a couple of Sundays ago, and I promise you, I was just so just on fire and inspired by his word. God was just dropping so much stuff in my spirit about you guys and those that follow me and how I can encourage you through this time. But first and foremost, I want to definitely take care of some housekeeping. You guys know I always tell you what I got going on, when, where, and how. And if you missed it, in case you missed it, and I know you guys didn't catch it because I didn't come to you and tell you that I was going to be bringing the word, I actually brought the word about a month ago on a Wednesday night, and I talked about quarantine. And I kind of want to continue that a little bit today with you. The entire broadcast on the quarantine message that I brought at the Kingdom Center is on YouTube, and you can get the message in its entirety on YouTube. If you follow me on social media, Instagram to be exact, the link is in my bio. I think, you know what, I do so many things, so the link in my bio could be a podcast that I'm, another sports podcast that I'm doing, but anywho, it's on YouTube. It's under Bishop Geddes L. Jackson. And you should be able to get that message there. I hope it blesses you. But I hope that this message also continues to bless you. And I'm going to get into that in just a second. But I wanted to talk a little bit about, of course, you know, what I have going on right now. Currently, we are still, you know, in somewhat of isolation or quarantine and whatnot, trying to be safe, wearing our masks. I hope you guys are, you know, worried about your fellow woman and your fellow man, and you're wearing your mask to not just protect yourself, but also to protect them. And with that being said, I am in the process of putting together a When Women Lead Networking Social via Zoom. Okay, I know that my When Women Lead Networking Social was canceled back in March, right when this whole quarantine thing hit. But we are definitely in the process of doing another one, and I'm going to give you guys that date real, real soon. And so just be looking forward to that. I'm going to actually start posting about it. I'm just trying to hone in on the date. I'm actually thinking October the 1st. Don't quote me on that, but that's the date that I have tentatively in my mind. That is a Thursday evening. It'll probably be around 6:30, 7 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So go ahead and pencil that date in. And then once I start advertising, you guys will definitely know. Other thing I got going on is I have been reading a lot during this quarantine, guys. That's the one thing that's really been kind of keeping me focused and keeping me, you know, anytime you're feeding your brain, it's definitely a good thing, right? And I'm hoping that this podcast that I do feed you guys' brain, and you're not just sitting back watching TV or watching the news or listening to the media and things like that. But anyway, also doing a book club. Our first book that we're reading is called White Fragility. And it is an awesome book. I have finished the book, and I'm going to reread it back with a group. It's probably about a group of 10 to 12 of us. And we're going to do it via Zoom. If you're interested, please reach out to me via Angela@coachwithpride.com. I will do my best because that starts on the 15th, but we're going to be doing it like every other week, giving everybody a chance to read and go along and process and think and this, that, and the other. It is definitely a mixed group of people, white and black, predominantly women. I think I got one guy. But anyway, so I don't think that that matters. But again, hopefully you guys can get in on that as well. This week, we're coming up, guys, we're in September now, so we're coming up on that last quarter of 2020. I know many of you have looked at 2020 as such a devastation to you, but the one thing that God dropped in my spirit last week was, you know, and I talked about this a little bit in my message, you know, it was spoken over me before 2020 came in, that 2020 is my year of uncommon, unusual favor, and I received that over my life, and I still believe it because I am still definitely being blessed even in the midst of a pandemic and a quarantine. My family's blessed, we have our health, and so I think that we have got to start focusing on the little things. The fact that you woke up, you still have purpose, you still have breath in your body. So God definitely still intends for you to do something in this world, to make your impact, to let people know what you're here for. And so I think if we start focusing on those little things in our lives instead of, you know, oh gosh, you know, I'm having to wear a mask, or oh gosh, my friend's sick, or oh gosh, this, that, and the other. If we focus on those little blessings, like count the blessings, even the little ones, guys, even the fact that you almost got in a car accident, or, you know, your tire didn't go flat today. Like, we got to learn to count those little blessings. And God dropped that in my spirit last week, because he's always giving me little nuggets to keep me going, guys. I'm encouraging you guys, but I too oftentimes need encouragement. And so I have to seek, my vertical encouragement from the Lord. I have to be in my word. I have to be studying. I have to be praying. I have to be doing the things that are a part of my base and a part of my foundation to keep me strong, right? So I can give to you guys, so that I can pour out to you guys, but also that I don't pour out and I'm just coming back empty, okay? So hopefully you guys understand that. Hopefully that little nugget right off the top was great encouragement for you. So, but also, I talked about, you know, coming up on the last quarter. If you need a strategy session going into 2021, I'd love to book a session with you. So contact me, Angela@coachwithpride.com, to book your strategy session. If you just need coaching, if your business didn't do so well this year and you want to talk about how you can maybe pivot and make some things different for next year. Everybody's doing a lot of things via Zoom and Microsoft Teams and things like that. So we can talk about maybe formulating a plan for you to hit 2021 running. Okay. Hit it strong and hit it hard. So anyway, contact me if you would like coaching. If you are a corporate entity that's listening to this, or you're a part of a corporate entity and you know that maybe some of my trainings, I'm really wanting to start bringing this book, White Fragility, into companies, and kind of not necessarily doing a book club. I'm actually going to formulate my own little training around the book, but helping some of my white counterparts understand, you know, the aspect of what it is like being black in America, because I really think that so many people are not sensitive to the fact that black people really are constantly adjusting, and so on and so forth. But anyway, won't get into too much of that. But anyway, reach out to me if you know where I can be of service, if you know somebody who needs me to come in and speak, and so on and so forth. But now, for me to get into my message, again, thank you guys for being patient. The message that God dropped into my spirit is about being chosen. My pastor is going, again, I'm not going to try to re-preach or reteach what my pastor is doing, because he's doing an awesome job of that himself. But he's in the book of Ephesians. We're going through the entire book of Ephesians, and the book of Ephesians is one of my favorite books in the Bible. But he talked about a couple of Sundays ago, as I stated, how we have to learn how to, and his message was, we have to learn how to get things out of the spirit realm, or out of the heavenly realms, into the earthly realms. Because everything, you know, we've already got the victory. If you're a Christian, if you profess Christ, then you know when Jesus got up, he had conquered death, hell, and the grave. And so as Christians, as his disciples, we all have the victory over our situations, right? And so that was his message or whatever. But what I got out of that message, and now he said too, that Sunday, he's going to do another message on Chosen, like a series on being chosen. But that's what I want to talk to you about today. Do you really realize that you're chosen? You have been chosen for whatever your circumstance and your situation is in your life. Do you know? And when I say that, I think that those are big words for some people. People are so intimidated by being chosen. People are often intimidated by their purpose, or maybe, you know, not even knowing what they're chosen for, or not even knowing what their purpose is. I think that, you know, the enemy can kind of talk us out of stuff, because, you know, that fear will set in. And when you're afraid, it will keep you clinging on to some things that God himself is trying to make you let go of. And so with that being said, I just want to encourage you today about being chosen. You know, I think a lot of people, even in these times or whatever, whether you're dealing with an ailment, whether you have cancer or lupus, or whether you're just dealing with depression or whatever, so many people find themselves asking God, why me? And, you know, I just
tend to take that other approach and say, why not me? God chose me for such a time as this, and I'm going to deal with it accordingly. And you'll hear, if you go back and listen to my message on quarantine, you know, I talk about how quarantine is biblical. I give you some benefits of quarantine, but I was also upfront and very transparent about how this quarantine has been a roller coaster ride for myself. Even being a believer, I had some down days, a lot of them. I was up and down, you know, still knowing that I'm chosen for such a time as this, but I was struggling. And so I gave that message at church on that Wednesday night, hopefully to help someone else be free, help someone else get free, help somebody else understand that nobody's perfect, guys. Even the pastor, even the bishop, even the priest or whoever you're dealing with, no one is perfect. We all go through things. We're human. We have feelings, right? But I want to talk to you today about learning to embrace your chosen position. If we can learn to embrace the fact that God chose us, you know, and I want to go so deep as to say, you know, when we talk about in, is it Luke 12? When we talk about the fact, or Luke, when we talk about God knows the hairs, the number of hairs on your head, you know, things like that, you know, and a lot of times we quote scriptures or whatever, and we really don't understand the power that's in the word of God, or the power that should be residing within you. You have power because you're chosen. If you can tap into that power, oh my gosh, what could you do because you are tapping into that thing? But anyway, when I, like I say, if we can start embracing the fact that we're chosen, not why me, God, but thank you, Lord, for choosing me to do this. Thank you, Lord, for choosing me to defeat this. Thank you, Lord, for choosing me to conquer this. So when we think about being chosen, when we think about God was very specific when he made Angela. He was very specific when he made me. And so for me to say something like, oh, I hate my hair, or I hate my legs, or this, that, and the other, it's almost like a disrespect to God. Yeah, I came through my parents. I have their genes and this, that, and the other. But I do believe Jeremiah 29:11. I do believe that God had me on his mind the whole time. He knows he has a plan for me. He knows. And the plan is not for me to fail. The plan is for me to prosper, to be in good health, to conquer those demons that are coming after me, to defeat them. So when you embrace that, there is power in that alone. Do we underestimate how powerful we are because we're always saying, why me, instead of thank you, Lord, for choosing me? So again, I wanted to be, you know, really specific on God chose you. He knows everything about you. There's nothing that, you know, has escaped him about who you are, what your character is, et cetera, et cetera. So start tapping into that, guys, especially during this time, especially during a pandemic, especially when we live in the United States of America. But we couldn't be one of the most divided countries ever. Like, especially when we're talking about black and white all the time. And I'm one of those people that I bring up the race issue because I want people to understand that I am a black woman every day, all day. I don't get to change that. And because of that, certain things that I do are affected by me being a black woman. But I'm embracing who I am. I love who I am. I'm thankful to be a black woman. I do believe that my black is beautiful. And that's a part, whatever you're dealing with. So again, if it's an ailment, if it's depression or whatever, you have the power that no one else have to speak over that thing, to defeat that thing, to make that thing be still because you were chosen to deal with it. God doesn't give any of us anything that to deal with. Let me back up. God doesn't give us anything to deal with that we can't handle. And I really, truly believe that. I think, you know, I know a friend, really, really good friend of mine. She's dealing with cancer. She's one of the strongest people I know. Does she have bad days? Absolutely. She's had a lot of bad days here recently. But I do believe God chose her to take that thing out. I believe God chose her to conquer cancer. I believe God chose her because guess what? She might be the only one that can deal with that specific thing in that realm. But, you know, the thing that was inspiring to me at church, Bishop was saying, You know, we got to learn how to get the things out of the heavenly realm and get them into the earthly realm. But that has to do with your relationship with God. And I know some of you guys may not like this message today because it seems like I'm preaching a little bit. But let me just put it in layman terms for you. And I've said this to several people. I can believe all day for you. But until you believe for yourself, it's never going to happen. A lot of times we give these little weak prayers or we say these little weak things and we try to profess things over our life that we don't even believe ourselves. How can we do that? How can we live a life like that? We are not weak. We're called to be bold. We are called to be more than conquerors, as it states in Romans chapter 8. We are more than conquerors. We are above only and never beneath. And so when you know who you are, when you begin to tap into that, cancer has to bow down. Depression has to bow down. Those things in your life have to bow down. But you've also got to realize where that power comes from. God wouldn't choose you if you couldn't deal with it. Now, some people may fall and succumb to those things, but I believe that they do that not because they weren't already victorious in that area. They just didn't know how to tap into that thing, and they really just didn't truly believe for themselves. And so think about that. Like, whatever your situation is today, I want you right now to call out your situation, but I also want you to, you know, believe it. You can't just call out, you know, it's like, you know, people say in the church, name it and claim it and all these types of things. They're nice cliches and they sound good, but they only work if you work it. They only work if you believe it. If you don't believe that you're going to be a millionaire one day, then guess what? Your mindset isn't going to start processing to try to give you that $1 million idea. You'll never make enough money because you doubt it yourself. How can God bring something to pass that you don't even believe? God is not a hocus pocus type of God. God definitely operates according to our faith and nothing else. So if you don't have the faith to go to God with boldness and believe before you even ask, He already knows what you're going to ask before you ask it. But if you don't have the faith, if you're not walking in that, how can you expect to get anything? How can you expect to receive what you're asking for when you don't even believe it yourself? What if we just stopped complaining? What if we just stopped complaining and wanted everything in our life to be different and embraced the person that God has called you to be? You are chosen, whether you believe it or not, but you have to tap into that. Where is your faith? Do you have faith? Because faith is one of those things that we can continue to strengthen. And for me as a believer, I strengthen it by going to God in prayer. I strengthen it by reading the word of God. Because again, the word is our guide, right? As believers, as Christians, the word of God is the Bible, is our guide. Okay. And so if we can go to God and know what His word says, His word doesn't come back void. That's how faithful our God is. If we can know the word and go to the God with the word, well, God, you said by your stripes, I am healed. You say that in your word. God has to honor that. But my thing is, first, you got to have that faith enough to believe that it's already done. Even before you see it in the natural. The Bible says first the natural, then the spiritual. And I love that because that means, guess what? Action is required. You got to do something. You got to do something in the natural. And then our God, He's faithful. He will do His part in the spiritual. He will add His super to your natural, and you will be soaring leaps and bounds above anything or anything you could ever ask or think. That's Ephesians 3:20. That's one of my life verses that I stand on because I already. Ever ask or think. And when you start tapping into that, I'm telling you, big things are on the horizon for you. Things are about to happen in your life that you ain't gonna even have room enough to receive it. He gonna pull out that blessing and you ain't gonna even have room enough to receive it. But you've got to tap into the fact and you've got to embrace the fact that you've been chosen for your situation. Whatever that illness is, God chose you. You are special because He chose you to deal with it. Nobody else could deal with it. He chose you. Embrace that thing. Get in your word and start going to God with what his word says. Get your faith up. Continue to pump yourself daily with the word of God so that your faith can increase. Because when your faith increases, that's when you're going to start to see things. Because that's what God responds to. He responds to faith. I hope this encouraged somebody today. I tell you what, it's definitely got my baby leaping. I am embracing the fact that I'm chosen. And I got one short story and tips to share with you guys. I was, I was at church and, you know, again, I got this word and I was sharing it with somebody. And that person said to me, they said, Well, how, you know, a lot of times when you talk to people or you give it to people, what are you doing to show that you're chosen or accept, you know, I'm kind of trying to paraphrase or whatever. I can't remember verbatim what she said, but anyway, she was basically challenging me though, saying, well, how are you dealing with this? You know what I mean? And I said, it's my everyday life from my perspective. In all honesty, I just wrote a book about it. It's called Unconventional. My entire life has been unconventional. And yeah, sure, I could have said, oh, woe is me because of this. I could have said, woe is me because my parents didn't raise me up until I was about 13 years old. I was raised by my grandparents. Very unconventional beginning. I could have said, oh gosh, I had all four of my kids. Not one, not two, not three, but all four of them. And I wasn't married to the man that I was having these kids by. And of course, I was judged because of that. Of course, people looked at me some sort of way. Of course, so many people wrote me off and felt like I was going to be just such a statistic. But now here I am today, writing books, speaking into the lives of others, coaching, inspiring, motivating, and doing the things that God has chose me to do. Because I know that all of my tests have been nothing but a testimony to help and bless someone else. All of the mess that I went through has been nothing but a message to deliver to someone else and tell them, you, if I did it, you can do it. So my life has been unconventional, but I know that God chose me for this life. He chose me to be a mother. He chose me to be the wife that I am today. And I'm getting better in all of those areas. I'm not perfect. I don't have it all mastered, but I trust him. I continue to allow his word to resonate in my spirit because I believe it and I receive it over my life. That's another thing. You know, a lot of times people say they receive, but their actions don't show you that they're receiving it because they live in doubt. They're walking in fear. They're not walking in faith. And so a lot of times when you're in the right place, your life shows it. We're supposed to be the light, right? I go out every day trying to be the light to somebody. Just because I tell you the truth doesn't mean that I'm not a light. So again, I said all that to say, start embracing who you are. Stop hating the fact that you have freckles on your face. Stop hating the fact that your hair may not be long as everybody else. God chose you. He picked out every hair on your head. So when you start embracing that, you can then also start loving yourself. And when you love yourself, you can love others. Again, I hope this message blesses somebody today. If it blesses you, please share it with somebody. I didn't come to you to preach today, but I hope that this word encouraged you. And I want you guys to continue to be blessed and have an awesome rest of your day. Thank you.